WUKY presents health news you can use. It's Dr. Greg Davis on medicine.
As the pandemic grinds on, the stress can be overwhelming and it can manifest itself in emotional and physical ways. I recently spoke again with my friend and colleague, Dr. Terry Jevidan, in the Department of Psychiatry at the University of Kentucky about stress manifestations of the pandemic, both emotional and physical, and what we can do to acknowledge that stress and try to cope with it. Well, Terry, thank you very much for talking with me today. I wanted to revisit with you because we're now months into this pandemic, and as you and I discussed offline a few moments ago, it's really taking a psychological toll. And can you tell me a little bit about what your concerns and thoughts are as we go ever deeper into this trying pandemic?
Well, hi, Greg. Thanks for having me back again this morning. I really enjoyed talking to you. I totally agree with what you said. We're now several months down on this pandemic and on everything else that's going on. But I think we're noticing even a higher degree of anxiety and upset. We're kind of past. I think we go through a process. Something like the pandemic, and we discussed this a couple of months ago, there's a threat. And it's a threat we can't control, and there's a lot of fear. But there's also this, well, let's pull together, and we can do something about this. And, you know, you brought up the Rosie the Riveter story a little bit ago when we were speaking, but there's a thought of, okay, we'll kind of overcome this. Well, that, it hadn't happened.
Yeah.
You know, people are maintaining a really high level of stress and anxiety, and that push to overcome gets tired. You get tired. I think we've come to that exhaustion phase where folks are, daggone, I'm just overwhelmed. And then you put on top of that the sociocultural climate right now, the political climate, the hot weather. There's a lot of stress.
Well, and that stress is now manifesting itself in some ways, I'm sure, in
absolutely
consultations that you do and behaviors that we see. Is there any advice or thoughts you have about dealing with that chronic stress that can obviously manifest itself in physical and psychological ways?
Oh, absolutely. I think we're seeing more stress disorders, physical and emotional. We're seeing more depression, for sure, because folks are just overwhelmed. But, you know, the thing I'm seeing, Greg, is anger.
Hmm.
You know? Daggone it, I don't know what to do. So I'm upset. I'm upset at everything. Or, and this I think is even more scary, I don't know what to do, so I'm just going to deny it's even going on.
Oh.
You know, which I think is also a frightening thing. I do think it's important to stop and take a breath. And we did have this discussion earlier. You know, when you are feeling distressed, and we all are, when you're feeling distressed, got to stop and say, wait a minute. There are things I can't control. There are a few things that I can control. There are some things that I can look at and I can say, okay, here's what I can do today. Here's the positive today. Here's the thing that's good, whether that's I'm getting to spend a little bit more time with my kids, or it's sunny and not so warm out today, or I can get outside and take a walk and work off a little of that stress energy that's going on. But I think, too, one thing that the pandemic has decreased a bit for us is the interaction that human beings are just built on. We need to be able to have those supportive relationships. But social distancing doesn't mean social isolation. We need to stay in contact. You know, we need to take care of ourselves and take care of those we care about. Get sleep, eat, appropriately, whoa, watch out, don't drink too much. That messes with your sleep.
Yeah.
That messes with your mood, and it'll increase your anxiety and your anger in the long term.
Well, and I know that the terminology some folks are starting to use, I think in line with what you just said, instead of social distancing, I'm hearing physical distancing even while we socially interact, that we don't want to figuratively socially distance even as we literally physically distance.
Agreed. I think that's a perfect distinction, perfect one.
I've been giving people a lot of air hugs from about 12 feet away these days.
And you know, it counts. It counts. You feel it.
Yeah. Yeah, you really do.
Yeah.
I think you also touched on something that, you know, many of us like to engage in the illusion that we have control over events. And one of the things I struggle with, certainly, and I know a lot of people do, is sort of letting go of that control, you know, not getting angry if I see somebody not wearing a mask properly, but just reminding myself that I can wear one properly. I can maintain that physical distance and just doing the best that we can.
Absolutely. I think that's incredibly important. You know, I can do my part. I believe that many times we, like you said, we want to have control. We want to fix things. I want to fix it. And when you can't see that externally, you can get pretty frustrated. But I agree. You know, I can do my part. I have a piece of the pie. I don't have the whole pie, but I have a piece of the pie. And by gosh, I can do my part.
Any other thoughts that we haven't touched on that you'd want our listeners to know as we continue on through this challenge?
I think the biggest suggestion I would have is to be kind to yourself and to be kind to other folks. We will get through it. We will. We will. It may not be on our time scale, but we'll get through it.
Well, Dr. Terry Jevonen, thank you so much for talking with me today.
Thanks so much, Greg. I really enjoyed it.
My thanks today to my friend and colleague, Dr. Terry Jevonen, in the Department of Psychiatry at the University of Kentucky, for talking with me about stress manifestations as the COVID pandemic grinds on. For more information, visit our website at wuky.org. With health news you can use, I'm Dr. Greg Davis on Medicine.
Dr. Greg Davis is a forensic pathologist at the University of Kentucky who volunteers his time to cover important medical news for our community. This program is available as a podcast at wuky.org.